It's Marketplace Tech for September 9th. I'm Adrian Hill in for Ben Johnson. The Justice Department and Microsoft will go head-to-head in federal court over data privacy today. The government wants U.S.-based Microsoft to turn over emails stored in a data center in Ireland. It raises some bigger questions about just how tech companies are protecting our private data and why. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
After the Edward Snowden revelations, U.S. tech companies were criticized for allegedly letting the government spy on our emails, texts, and video chats. So the companies fought back, claiming data stored overseas should be off limits, and rolling out strong end-to-end encryption, where there's no backdoor key to unlock an email or smartphone, says security expert Peter Swire at Georgia Tech.
This way, the companies don't open up the device. The companies don't have access to the content between Alice and Bob.
If Apple can't eavesdrop on Alice and Bob, the FBI can't either. FBI officials say that'll hobble crime fighting, but Nate Cardozo at the Electronic Frontier Foundation says law enforcement will just have to find other ways to gather information.
End-to-end encryption is coming, and it will keep us more safe from criminals, from foreign spies, from prying eyes in general.
Cardozo says companies like Apple, Google, and Facebook are using stronger encryption to burnish their image with privacy-minded customers here and abroad. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Apple's annual September press event is today. The focus will likely be on its newest generation of Apple TV. Rumor has Apple's going to use its set-top box to make a play for the gaming market. Molly Wood is Marketplace's senior tech correspondent.
Gaming keeps ending up as sort of the default position for somebody who's trying to make a replacement set-top box. I think it's partly because it's a lot easier to get games on a platform than it is to get television and movies on those platforms. Those content deals are really hard to make, even if you're Apple. And so they're going to rely on the more iPhone-like model of an app store with gaming apps and versions of the games that are already available on the phone.
Yeah, which brings me to another question. Do people really want to play these sort of mobile games on their televisions?
Yeah, you know, this is something that has been tried a couple times by small manufacturers, even some big manufacturers. Hasn't gotten any traction so far, to be honest. And I think that's because people who really want to play games on their televisions have invested in Xboxes and PlayStations and Nintendos. And the casual gamer has gone almost completely mobile.
Now, do these events still matter the way they used to? To me, it seems like there used to be these sort of mystique, amazing, here's the moment when we unveil something, and now it's like, meh, Apple's doing another thing.
There's definitely that element. It's been happening for a long time. So just like the technology, it's harder to keep things fresh. And it's harder to innovate in consumer electronics because they're approaching commodity status. You know, these things still draw a crowd. We're still here talking about it. They still get a lot of attention. But I think there's a real question as to how much longer that's going to be the case.
Molly Wood is Marketplace's senior tech correspondent. Thanks so much.
Happy to do it.
The 2002 movie Minority Report has been remade into a television show, which will premiere later this month on Fox. Along with the return of the precogs, the show will also have the futuristic tech that made the original so fun. Max Borenstein is one of the show's writers and executive producers.
When Spielberg made the film, he convened a panel of world experts in every field of science and the social sciences. They gave him the seeds of technologies that have now come in many ways to fruition. So gestural interfaces on screens, targeted advertising. There are those wonderful scenes in the film where Tom Cruise is walking through a mall and a billboard talks to him and asks him how that pair of underwear is working out and if he's ready for a new one. And so we convened a similar panel of experts and ask, you know, what can we expect and also what would you like to see? And we've really tried to build the world from that.
And any spoilers about that sort of technological future that you guys have developed?
One thing we've dealt with a lot is public transportation. We look back at a system that was actually being developed in the 60s in France, essentially these like little buses that were on tracks that would stop at small little stops along the suburbs, and then they would join together en route into larger trains. And we asked ourselves, well, that seems really cool, especially now with driverless vehicles that don't have to be on tracks. And so in this future Washington, D.C., there's this really elaborate and very cool public transit system that people can get on smaller little buses that then en route while moving at speeds upwards of 100 miles per hour will dock and reform into larger trains and split off. And we have fun sort of next-gen selfie drones and things that fly up off people's wrists. And
so selfies still exist in the future.
Yes, manufactured by Narcissus, Inc.
And what's it like for you personally to spend this much time thinking deeply about technology and our future? Are you optimistic about our future now? Pessimistic?
The thing that I think is so great about the vision of the future in Minority Report is that it doesn't posit a dystopia. It's a world that is very grounded and lived in, and it has all the same problems, but also humor and lightness and humanity within that. And it's the way I guess I tend to look at the future and at the world.
Max Borenstein is the executive producer of The Minority Report. The television show premieres September 21st on Fox. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm Adrienne Hill, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.